welcome to another episode of Fishy Radio, one that is soon to be a cult favorite. Today we have Heather and Jeannie. As always, we are also missing Dee, unfortunately, again today. And I am Alex. We are going to be talking about fishing today, but we are also going to be getting to know one of us a little better. Heather, tell me about fishing. When did you start fishing?
Well, back before I will get into that, my beginning of fishing was I was fishing around on Plenty of Fish.
Oh!
I was.
Good.
Hell yeah.
And I really didn't have, hadn't been fishing, maybe been out a few times.
I bet you got a lot of bites.
Not wanted bites to begin with.
Yeah.
Did you happen to hook one?
I did find one.
Sweet.
And that's where my fishing story begins.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We had met Steve, and he's been working here at Fish and Franks for a long time. I didn't ever even heard of Fish and Franks before I met him. And Captain Steve.
Captain Steve is pretty awesome.
Yes. I think so, most of the time.
I would agree.
Yeah. But, yeah, we started messaging, then we started talking. We met just a few days after we started talking, and a week after we met, we went on our first date. Took me out fishing in a boat in the dark with somebody I'd only ever met one time for hour.
Wow.
I don't know. I had that feeling about him. But that night, I got hooked on fishing.
Aww.
We went out in the evening, went out snook fishing. We were doing the lights and the canals. And from that time forward, I'm like, okay, when are you taking me fishing again? When are we going fishing again? Come on, let's go. And that's when my love started.
Very sweet. Of both Steve and fishing, or fishing first?
Let's go fishing then, Steve.
So did you catch a fish that night?
I did. I caught my first snook.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Wow, so he really was. That's pretty impressive then, huh?
Yes.
What were you guys using?
You.
Really, I couldn't even tell you. I don't remember because at that point...
It was all new.
It was all new. Didn't know anything about it.
Maybe
and,
a little blinded by love.
Maybe. A little distracted, but...
But you're right on. Yeah. So he was turning his game on
I'm
that
pretty
night.
Sure we were using lures. It wasn't actual, like, okay. Live bait, frozen bait, dead bait. No. It was some sort of lures. Don't know what, though.
Was there a romantic moment when he taught you how to cast?
Arms around you. Like. You and put his hands over yours on the pole. And
no, not really. It's just... Every fish I caught, it's like, okay, kiss for good luck. And that got me the next
Aww.
One.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah.
I hope I find a fisherman on Plenty of Fish myself.
Just be careful. Yeah. You gotta weed through the bad ones before you find the good one.
Lots of catfish.
Yes.
Lots of catfish.
Lots. And we don't like catfish here in Florida.
Mm-mm. No. No.
Nope.
So then you went fishing that night, and then you saw him again the next day?
I don't believe it was the next day.
What was your next day? Did he
probably,
take you fishing again?
Yes. Probably about a week later, he took me shark fishing for the first time.
And
I'd never really heard of shark fishing before, you know. In my head, you know, being new, inexperienced, sharks, these big things that are big and scary.
They, yeah, they only
and
come
all
in
that.
One size.
Yes, jaws. And he's like, let's go shark fishing. I'm like, what? You know? And then we went out, and first one we caught, black tip. Not super big. It was a baby. I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. I kind of like this. Mm-hmm. And then next one was a little bigger. And then he ended up hooking into probably about a 6-foot lemon shark that day. And I think that trip.
Those are beautiful.
Yes. Is what got me really enjoying sharks, because I learned something new about them. and they weren't big and scary and like I thought they were beforehand.
Nice. Yeah, they can be intimidating still though. Are you able to tell the difference between a black tip and I think it's a bull shark that they look a lot alike? I know that there's a lot of difficulty in differentiating. Have you learned?
I have not fully learned all of the species yet.
Yeah,
like I can tell you the difference between a sharp nose, a black tip, of course, hammerhead and bonnet head. But when it comes, like, without those defining little marks on them, like the black tips spots and the sharp nose, their little white spots they got on them, or the head shape with the hammers and the bonnet. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I haven't fully been able to distinguish them yet.
We have quite a few around here.
It's hard
to get them all down.
Yes.
And a lot of them look similar. Mm-hmm. So it's tough.
And then a lot of times when you're fishing for them, you'll catch all the same type in the same area. If you're catching one, most likely you're going to continue catching that same one throughout that trip.
So
not always, but...
I have no idea. Do you remove the hooks?
From the little ones, yes.
Okay.
We can get them on the boat. And you can use hook remover pliers to get the hook out.
Is it hard to get it out? Is their skin tough?
It's a lot of muscle, I believe, in their mouth. But, yeah, it's just, if you got the right tools, you can just pop it right out.
Nice.
Yeah.
And at some point, you know, the larger sharks, I think there's new regulations that you have to have bolt cutters or something to...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I haven't learned those new regulations yet. I think it's mostly changed from the beach shark fishing.
Okay.
I'm not so sure about boat, but I haven't been out, so I haven't taken that course yet.
Okay. We'll have Chandler come sit in with us and teach us.
Yes, Chandler would be the one to ask.
Have you been fishing recently with your husband?
I have not within the last few weeks, only because with him being the captain, he's always taking other people fishing, and he's got the boat.
What a jerk.
And I don't get to use it. But that's all right, because I get shoes.
Nice.
So do you drive the boat? Like, y'all went out. You obviously got married.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay, congratulations on that. You've been married.
Been married about 2.5 years now.
Nice. Okay. So he taught you how to fish,
mm-hmm.
Which you're doing super amazing at, obviously. And then, so what about the boat? Did he teach you can you throw a cast net?
I can.
Does he throw a cast net?
He can somewhat. He's got his disability, so it's a little hard for him sometimes.
Okay.
And I have learned how, but if I don't open it that first time, it's... done with, because I don't have the strength,
heavy.
The stamina to keep doing it.
Ooh, they're heavy. So the boat, do you go on the boat with him during charters and
sometimes.
Yeah.
Are you the first mate?
Sometimes.
Yes. Nice.
Sometimes.
Do you run the boat?
Sometimes.
Fun. You like it?
I do. Yeah. He taught me how
you
to
could also take me out on the boat.
I could. When
wink, wink.
He's not on a charter. We'd have to make it like a weekend day when he's at the shop and we're
customers.
Not.
I will stop suggesting him as a charter captain to customers.
But that means no more shoes.
What kind of shoes?
I like shoes. All kinds of shoes. Sandals, flip-flops, gym shoes, boat shoes, any kind of shoes.
Nice.
Yep.
What about your kids? How many kids do you have?
I have 5 daughters.
5 girls. Wow.
5 daughters. I wanted a boy, so I ended up with 5 girls. And the last few, they ended up with somewhat boys' names.
Yeah.
They did.
Any Tom girls? Tom boys?
Yes.
Well, I knew what you meant.
Second daughter, she doesn't live here. She lives in Tennessee. But whenever she comes to visit, she's always, okay, when are we going fishing? Good story about her. Second summer, that she came to visit when, after me and Steve met, we started fishing for weeks. Mom, I want to catch a hammerhead. Okay, we'll take you out fishing. We'll try. But no promises. I've never even seen one at this point. Mom, I want a hammerhead. She gets here. Next day we go out fishing. First fish that we get to the boat. First fish, she hooks it up. It's a hammerhead.
Oh, wow.
She's lucky got girl. That beginner's luck.
Very nice.
Except with tarpon. She cannot catch a tarpon for nothing. It's always the wrong timing. The weather sucks. But she's only got so much time while she's here to actually
She's not the only one with that problem. A lot of people have been coming here for years and years and just cannot hook up.
Yep.
Tarpon fishing can be the most exciting thing in the world and can be the absolute most boring thing you've ever done. It's just hit or miss on tarpon.
Yes. I was one of the lucky ones that my first hookup on a tarpon, I landed it.
Wow.
Yes. My second hookup on it, well, a big one. I've done the little ones, mm-hmm. you know. Those are a lot of fun, too. But my second big one, it was foul hooked. And there was me, three other people on the boat. It took forever to try and get, because we just weren't tiring it out.
Yeah, they're
because we couldn't turn it because it was hooked in the dorsal fin.
They're a hard fish.
So that has kind of, that experience kind of turned me off to the big tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day I'll try it again, but that was just miserable. It was so hard, so hot, so tiring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my next big fish will be a shark. Big shark.
Nice. Well, I hope she gets her tarpon soon. How big was her hammerhead?
It was just a little one.
Okay.
Probably maybe 3 feet.
Sounds pretty cute.
Yeah, it was adorable. it was small enough to where we were able to pick it up and get it in the boat. Of course, we had to release it, but we were able to pick it up and get the hook out and pictures.
So your kids like to fish then, too?
Yes.
That's fun.
Yes, that one. And then my youngest one, she is 7 now. She's been fishing since she was 3.
Wow.
She absolutely loves it. She's got her own little fishing bag, her own little rod. Mom, I want to go to the park. I want to go fishing. She's 7. She baits her own hook. She'll do the worms for the freshwater. She'll do the shrimp, the cut bait, whatever. That girl just loves it.
Good job, Mama. That's parenting
done
right.
I think one day she'll end up being a captain doing something.
Good for her. They say you get your kids involved in fishing, they'll never have money for drugs. Yep.
Yeah, she's already been in the store picking out her own lures and buying them with her own money. Mom, will this work? Yeah, that should work pretty good.
Mom, what's my discount?
Yeah.
In case I'm don't know, Heather also works at Fish and Frank's with me and her husband, Captain Steve.
And everybody else.
And yeah.
The rest of the crew. The family.
The other pirates.
So where are you originally from?
Chicago. Just outside of Chicago. Suburbs.
Okay.
Been here 18 years now. Almost 19 years.
Wow. Okay.
What brought you down here?
My mom.
Okay.
When I was younger, she had moved down here. And I, of course, it's Mom. I couldn't live without Mom. So about a year later, I followed. And then I've been here ever since.
Oh, you should definitely bring Sammy by my place, and we should fish from the banks.
She would love that.
I would love it if she could take pictures of me holding fish.
what if she catches a fish? Because she's somewhat got that lucky touch. Yeah, she can catch them. You can have the picture.
We will photograph each other, and we will do very well.
It's a deal. You can have her.
There's sharks at the moment. There's some juvenile tarpon, and yeah, the dolphin have been super active. So I know there's a lot going in that channel right now,
mm-hmm.
that canal.
Yeah, that's a good canal. We spent a lot of time there this winter, snook fishing, and I think black drum as well.
Yeah,
down through that canal.
During that sweetheart tournament, there were 5 boats. In the canal. I can't tell you where I live, but I live on a very nice fishy canal. Have you ever done any freshwater fishing?
I have done very little, and that really wasn't until this year. I've decided to kind of venture out a little bit, try something new. Caught my first little bass in a little pond up in Georgia. And that kind of got my, all right, I like this bass thing. Let's keep going. So we had gone over to close to the other coast back in January, and I caught some pretty nice bass. My husband, he says it's beginner's luck.
Mm-hmm.
I caught the biggest three of the day. Was 11, 4, a 12, 5, and a 13, 6.
Oh, wow.
From what I hear, that's about unheard of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some fatties.
Yeah. It was fun. It was awesome. And the craziest part is the weather that day. The weather was horrible. We were under a tornado watch, and we were out there fishing.
Was there rain happening?
There was rain. It rained most of the morning. About the time I caught my three big bass, though, it had finally stopped. And, it was just an amazing day.
Do you remember the name of that lake?
I don't remember the exact name. It was over by the Stick Marsh, though.
You just don't want to share your spot with us.
It wasn't exactly the Stick Marsh, but it was close to it.
You just asked a fisherman where she caught her.
Where's your spot?
And calling me out on it, too.
Where were those big fish?
It was down a road, and there was this big ramp. And you need a tiny boat to fish it. Tiny boat.
So, have you ever caught a peacock bass?
Ooh.
I have not. That is one of those on my bucket list.
Mine, too.
Yes.
I would give big money to catch me a peacock bass. I hear January, February, and March.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard that the pond in front of the Miami airport.
Oh,
yes.
I've heard of that.
Full of them. So...
Road trip?
Road trip.
Yes.
Is it fishable? It's not like next to the runway or anything?
I don't know. I mean, it's in front of the airport, so okay. I'm guessing it is. Whether or not we're actually allowed to fish it, I don't know. But
I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
But it would be worth it to me to get run out of there mm-hmm. if I actually could catch one before I got run out. So definitely a bucket list for me.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I was going to say something.
I think I know where you were going. But
yeah, you might not have to go that far for peacock bass.
Well, right, but I've also heard Golden Gate City, and I'm not really familiar with Golden Gate City, but I see, I've been seeing a lot of pictures on Instagram of people posting
their peacock. And that's down around Naples?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, way out in their country, if you mm-hmm. will, in Naples, Golden Gate City, the canals out there seem to be full of them too. I don't know my way around that country back there, but I think come winter time I might know it a little bit better.
Cool.
I might get to know it just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I'm dying to catch me a peacock bass, so I was just curious if you had ever caught one.
I haven't.
Do you ladies have any mounts or anything?
A fish?
Yeah.
No.
Deer?
No fish.
Mm-mm.
Heather, do you hunt?
I have.
You have?
Yes, very little. Just kind of starting to dabble in it a little bit. But I did shoot my first pig this year.
Congratulations.
Yes. And because of that, I ended up getting my first AR. I'm the proud owner of it.
Yay.
Beautiful. Purple.
Oh, it is?
It's purple. Yes. It's amazing. I love it.
They're so much fun. 223?
Yes.
5-5-6.
223-556,
yeah.
Yes.
They're fun.
Yes. I can't wait to go try it out next time. But where we go hunt, the land's been flooded, so we haven't been able to get out there to actually try it out yet.
Is it here local or La Belle or?
Out towards Arcadia.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly where it is.
Okay.
I don't ever drive.
How do you hunt for pigs? Do you, is there like a tree blind that you sit in, or
there is a blind, and you can kind of hear them walking through the woods, and they'll start the snorting and stuff, and yeah.
They're noisy. They come kicking and stomping. They don't care about nothing. You can hear them rooting around. You can hear them coming from a country mile. Mm-hmm. And when they're rooting around, they really don't care about much.
Yeah,
you can get pretty close to them.
Yeah, they're not paying attention to anything.
And they're usually in a big pack. So, you know, for them to try to hear over the guy next to them that's over there rooting around. And you can get pretty close to them before they spook.
Are they dangerous?
Oh, sure they are. Yeah. Absolutely. They got some big cutters on them. You get them big boar hogs, they got some cutters on them.
Yeah, we always try to keep at least a pistol with us, as well as our long guns for shooting them, just in case you need to grab it real fast and they come charging at you.
And after you shoot it, do you, I don't know the right word, do you harvest the meat from it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're a nuisance on this property that we hunt on. So the owner's like, yeah, take them. Take as many as you want. And there's no season, no limit, nothing that on the hogs. Yeah.
That's interesting. I would definitely have thought that there'd be a limit, but
no.
I'm really not familiar with them down here in Florida.
Like she said, they're a nuisance. There's a lot of trapping. Hog trapping is a big thing down here because farming down here, agriculture is a huge thing down here. And they get out there on the watermelon fields and tear it up, or they get out there on, you know, your orange groves and tear up all that, or even your cattle leases, you know, and cattle leases, what you need on your cattle lease is grass for your cattle to eat. Well, you get them hogs out there that want to tear up that grass, and it really, it's a nuisance, and it really ticked them farmers off. So a lot of people will open it up, as long as you don't kill their cows, you know, they'll open it up and let you come out there and hunt, or they have trappers that they bring out there, because hogs down here are truly a nuisance.
Interesting to know. I'm sure as we get to know one another better, as we have just recently all met, I think you ladies will probably get me into shooting guns.
And, that's exciting.
I look forward to it. I think I look
especially
forward to
with
it.
Fishing, and I think we've talked a little bit about it before, kind of touched on that, but with fishing you can get in some very remote places as a female that and I'm not necessarily talking about people, but, you know, like, for example, Webb, Cecil Webb, you know, that's 67,000 acres out there, and you can get way back in the back of that and do some really good fishing. But Cecil Webb is also covered in rattlers. There's a lot of rattlers out there. So, you know, just to have that protection against, you know, a snake that might come up on you, or a gator that might, the hogs, right, that come up on you. So, yeah, it's nice to have protection out there, and you know, like I've said before, it's always nice to have it and not need it, then need it and not have it.
Right.
So,
gentlemen, stay away from Jeannie if you see her in the middle of the woods. It's not just for those rattlers, I'll tell you that.
You try to take my fish.
any final words for everyone?
Heather, still waiting on that big, huge shark.
But actually, come October, going to upstate New York and a fish Lake Ontario. So hopefully then I'll have some new, crazy, funny stories.
That's exciting.
Good stories, yes.
Is that a trip planned with Steve?
It is. It's our anniversary. It'll be our third wedding anniversary. Every year so far, we've done something. Been in Louisiana fishing. That was amazing. And then last year we couldn't get away, so we just went to a concert, stayed close. But yeah, we always do something fun that
red
we want to do.
Red fishing in Louisiana?
Yes.
Sorry, that's all I heard was Louisiana fishing. Red fishing?
Red fishing.
Oh,
yes.
I want to hear this. What do you mean we're out of time? No.
I'm sorry, ladies, but I've had a really good time with all of you today, and we got to learn a lot about Heather and pique my interest in hunting for sure. So I'm Alex. With me is Heather and Jeannie. We're missing Dee today, and we are really missing her. It's
not the same.
It's not the same.
Mm-mm. No blow toads today.
No blow toads. It's a screamer. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys again soon. Ladies, say goodbye.
Bye, girls.
Tight lines.